Federal money is coming to the city of Weed, California for economic development. The federal EDA, Economic Development Administration, is sending $2.4 million to the city to help with the sprucing up of infrastructure around the city's South Freeway interchange. So you're thinking, what, a road fix? Yes, and that road fix is expected to lead to bigger and better things for the city. Let's find out what those things are. Two guests join us. Ron Stock is the Weed City Manager. He's one of our guests on The Exchange. Hi, Ron.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tanya Dowse is with us as well. She's the Executive Director of the Siskiyou Economic Development Council. Hi, Tanya.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Ron, what was the need you needed to address with this particular project?
Primarily, we're installing traffic control devices, and we're rebuilding Vista Drive as a concrete roadway so that we can handle the traffic that we're receiving.
Rebuilt as a concrete roadway does what versus what you have now?
Yeah, we're fueling about 3,000 cars and about 600 trucks per day on average, and that is likely to double in the next 3 years.
And so, what's happening with the situation you have right now with the pavement and everything?
We're spending more than $100,000 a year maintaining the roadway that's only three blocks long.
Wow. And I can imagine $100,000 a year is a lot of money to a relatively small city government.
Yes, it is.
So tell me about the process of aiming for this money.
Well, obviously EDA is interested in trying to encourage both job growth and investment in the community, and we currently have $17 million worth of projects that we've received applications for that are in the process of being reviewed and could well be built within the next 3 years. They saw that as significant growth for a community our size. We have been very active in economic development. We've created about 100 jobs a year for the last 2 years, and we're on the track of creating about 300 to 400 more jobs in the next 3 years. And that encouraged EDA to make an investment in our community.
Is the amount significant for EDA? I don't know what the usual trend of things coming out of that agency is.
It's rather difficult for small rural communities to obtain EDA funding. They often don't want to support retail type development. They're usually looking to try to develop industrial jobs, and so to get them to look at our community was difficult. Took us about 3 years to obtain the grant, and of course we had significant help from Tanya and her staff.
Which was the next question. So, Tanya, how much of a case do you make? And let me even back up further than that. I mean, EDA is one of many places it seems like it can go to for economic development money. Do you have a whole spreadsheet full of names of agencies that you can hit up for money?
Actually, EDA is one of the very few agencies that will provide fundamentally important investment in basic infrastructure. So we have to prove that we have established other resources, both at the local level, state, and throughout our channels, in order to leverage that funding.
Well, I was going to ask you about the leveraging of the funding. I mean, is there something of a stamp of approval effect with the federal funds that when you can say, hey, look, you know, the EDA saw fit to give us $2.4 million, you can then go to other agencies and say, how about you?
Well, I think there is a little bit of a stamp of approval in so far as the EDA funding is very competitive on a national basis. There's not enough of it to go around for sure. And so when you're able to put together a project that shows how important it is to our local economy, as well as how it will compete on a national level, you've put together a project that becomes a lot more compelling to other investment as well.
We're talking about a project in Weed that will fix up some items at the South Interchange and perhaps pave the way for dozens of new jobs. $2.4 million coming from the federal EDA, the Economic Development Administration. Tanya Dowse is the executive director of the Siskiyou Economic Development Council, and Ron Stock is the Weed city manager. If you have questions or comments, we'd like to hear from you, too. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Tanya, give us a sense of how important Weed might be in particular as something like the gateway to the rest of Siskiyou County from the south.
Well, we definitely consider Weed to be one of our county's bright spots as far as our economic future. It has traditionally been a very important component of our industrial history. As we look at it, the opportunities, as we see investment, we spent a lot of years, as Ron indicated, preparing for and working to get our community at a place where investment would be interested in our community. It hosts our local college. It is the primary infrastructure for transportation throughout the county. It's definitely our bright spot for the future.
So, Ron, give us a sense now of what's going on in South Weed. Anybody who stops there and doesn't know the town that well knows this is where the fast food joints are, and they seem to be multiplying over the years. So what else is there, and what does the potential look like for what you could add to it?
Well, when I first was hired, the community said that they saw particular needs that they had, as well as addressing the needs of the traveling public. And so we've emphasized what the community was looking for. We've opened a Dollar General. We've opened a grocery store. We have a Starbucks now. Property was just recently closed for a new 24-hour sit-down restaurant, which will be, well, the plans could change between now and when it gets built, but they're looking at trying to model their business after Granzella's. Mm-hmm. And so in one building, they would have a sit-down restaurant, a deli, a gift shop, and a sports bar, and be open 24 hours.
Anybody who's driven up that whole stretch of I-5 from Sacramento or San Francisco on north knows about Granzella's and all the sorts of things you can find in there. But when we're talking about adding 80 jobs and the fact that EDA tends to go for industrial-type applications, what sort of industrial activity might be spawned by this grant?
We did not emphasize industrial opportunity, primarily because of the travel distance between Weed and the markets. That has created problems for other industries within our area. For example, Coca-Cola used to do a bottling plant in Mount Shasta, and the distance between the bottling plant and the markets made it unprofitable, and they eventually closed. So we're looking more at becoming the trade center and the business center for the entire South County, trying to meet the needs of our local citizens as well as those of the traveling public.
So what kinds of jobs, then, are we talking about potentially generating over the course of the next few years? We're talking in dozens, potentially.
We're looking at a Love's Travel Stop in doing an environmental impact report at the moment. This is unique in that it will be only the second in the nation that'll have a truck maintenance facility. So in addition to counter jobs, which are usually fairly low-paying, there are going to be some fairly high-paid jobs with diesel mechanics and others. There's a Holiday Inn Express that has been approved, and they're in the process of putting together the application for the building permit. We're likely to see both the standard type of jobs that a hotel would operate.
But you have semi-industrial jobs then anyway, with the mechanic jobs potentially coming to that Love's, should it set up there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the adoption of Proposition 64, there are probably going to be impacts to a city that has a name, Weed. With recreational cannabis being approved for use in California, as it has been in Oregon and Washington.
Let's talk about that particular aspect of things. And Tanya, here's where I want to bring you in. I mean, when you've got a city named Weed and you've got marijuana and cannabis, I'll use cannabis, people insist upon that, legal for personal use, does that create some opportunities? I mean, Ron indicated it does, certainly, but I just wonder how much you want to capitalize on those opportunities.
Well, we have the first pre-application for industrial growth. Indoor 21,000 square foot greenhouse. If that gets approved, it will provide 21 jobs. And those are fairly high paid jobs. Obviously, if they were too low paid, they'd have to worry about theft and they'd have to worry about sales out the back door. Whenever you have an industrial grade development of that type, the salaries are high enough to attract the right type of people. That is a proposal that is the first for us as a community. I don't know how it's going to be treated by our planning commission or our city council, but it's very likely to be approved.
Tanya Downs at the Siskiyou Economic Development Council, is there a chance to capitalize on the Weed name in the Weed business?
Well, I think there probably is. You know, we have our philosophy is always to look at our community's leadership and support the direction that they want to take their economic development strategy. And so in this case, you know, it's kind of my opinion that Weed hasn't really set forth a strategy to be really aggressive in capitalizing on that name, but I think that it's possible indeed as they move forward.
We don't mind playing off the name a little bit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we were named for our founder, Abner Weed, mm-hmm. And not for the name itself.
It's a proper noun, not just a noun, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about changing the name at one time, and the community decided it did not want to do that. So we do play off it, and my favorite bumper sticker is one that says, "I love weed," and then in very small letters underneath it, it says, "That's a small town in Northern California, officer."
That's a good thing to have on a bumper sticker. Tanya Downs, I understand that staff at the Siskiyou Economic Development Council actually wrote the grant application for the money coming to South Weed. I mean, was it a fairly lengthy application process and pile of paperwork?
Yeah, it is. There is quite a bit of, we always have to have assistance with the technical description of the project, but our help really involved creating a case for why this project would be so compelling and catalytic for Weed's economy, and really proving that it was it merited investment.
In addition, we had to complete both an analysis under NEPA and an analysis under the California Environmental Quality Act, and that had to show that there was no significant environmental issues.
So you filed a FONSI, a finding of no significant impact?
Right. And that had to be completed before we could formally apply for the grant.
And Ron, is there any connection between this project and the funding for it and the recovery process from the Bowles fire that destroyed about 150 homes 3 years ago?
There might have been some. We have been very successful with grant applications since the Bowles fire. Since 2014, the city has received $27.3 million in grants, both federal and state. About 12 million of that is not related to the fire, but they may have been trying to assist us because of the fire, so that may have opened doors that might not otherwise have existed. The remainder of that, $27 million, about $15.3 million, was directly attributed to the fire itself and to the restoration of public infrastructure, water, sewer, streets.
Tanya Dowse, I wonder about the mission beyond tourism. I mean, this project seems like it's going to be able to support bringing more people, certainly to the South Interchange of Weed, but what value does it have in bringing further attention to the rest of the county and its friendliness to businesses wanting to set up shop?
I think it's a great example. Weed has been a really important instigator of economic development across our county. And under the leadership in the community, they've set a tone for creating both a climate for private investment and a climate that supports businesses in our county. This project in particular will set a tone for how important new investment is to the community's overall tax health and tax base to support the amenities that the community needs in order to be healthy.
And Ron, is there any part of this project that helps lead people further into Weed to show people who visit that South Interchange what else the town has to offer?
Certainly, I believe that. I've been working for a number of years on a small conference center. I've been seeking a hotel that might provide the conference center along with the housing.
All right, so
I haven't been very successful at that yet, but that doesn't mean that you don't keep trying. Tanya can tell you that when I was going after Love's, I think I got 11 no's before I finally got a yes. But you have to believe in yourself, and you have to continue to put dollars and effort into building your infrastructure so that you can meet the needs of these businesses when they finally make a decision to come your way. One of the critical things that we have, it's not just Weed, but countywide, is a lack of housing.
Oh, right. So that needs to be taken care of, too. Lots of stuff to address in Weed, and not all of it going to be addressed with this one grant. $2.4 million from the Economic Development Administration in the Department of Commerce coming to Weed soon. Ron Stock is the city manager in Weed. Tanya Dowse is the executive director at Siskiyou Economic Development Council. I want to thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today, and we'll keep our eyes on that development as it goes along.